In college, they don't teach you how to troubleshoot when something's broken. What do I do next?
Interesting.
They didn't really put us in those environments in the classroom. That's what we have internships for. It was just basically theory. Nothing about how to handle yourself when things go sideways. And that's what happens all the time in this job.
Welcome back to another episode of Unraveling IT, Expert Tech Talks. I'm your host, Garrett Wiesenberg, and today we're exploring a question that comes up in almost every industry, but especially in IT. Is college really preparing students for the careers they're stepping into? Every year, thousands of students walk across the stage with their diplomas, eager to dive into the workforce. But how much of what they learned in the classroom actually applies when they're sitting at a service desk, taking that first call, or troubleshooting their first real client issue? To help answer that question, I'll be talking with Isaac Hershey, one of our own service desk team members who recently graduated just last year and has now spent 8 months on the front lines of IT support. Our goal with this conversation isn't to bash college or say it's unnecessary. Actually, it's quite far from it. Education plays a critical role. We all understand that. What we really want to do here is share a real-world perspective that can help students, parents, and educators make more informed decisions about how to prepare for a successful career in IT. We're going to dig into what Isaac learned in school, where that education connected directly to his new role, and where it also fell short. We'll also explore what surprised him about the job, what skills he had to learn on the fly, and what he really thinks schools could do differently to make the leap from classroom to career a little smoother. All right, well, thank you for joining us today, Isaac, and you know, taking time out of your busy day. I think to really set the stage, why don't you just give us a little bit of your background, who you are, kind of where you came from, and how long you've been in your current role here at Corsica?
Yeah, of course. So I'm Isaac, of course, and I kind of got into the idea of working in IT at a young age because I really liked technology. I was super into that. And then my dad ended up working in the field. And so I just wanted to do what he did.
Following in dad's footsteps.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's kind of how I ended up choosing IT. And then as far as going to school goes, I just decided that it would be good to get a degree in the field that I was going to be working in. And that's why I went to college. And I also wanted to get a little bit of the college experience and some of the other benefits too, but
like partying and things like that. Or
right. Yeah.
So how long have you been here at Corsica?
So it's been about 8 months now, just a little over 8 months. It's been great.
Pretty wild ride, you know, chaotic,
There was a steep, not necessarily like learning curve, because I mean, I learned everything as the days went, but like as far as like an adjustment to what I was used to, there was a huge adjustment.
What do you mean by that?
Just deadlines were much closer and they were harder to meet, and you really had to work the entire 8 hours you were here. It was like, I mean, I was on the service desk, and that environment is hectic because it doesn't stop. And so if you think about like even taking a 5 minute break is like feels wrong.
Yeah.
So,
well, and you had done internships prior to Corsica, right?
Nothing was like, I mean, I wasn't in this sort of environment though. I mean,
you're working for your dad, right?
Did work for my dad. Yes. Yes.
How'd that go?
That went well. He wasn't actually my direct supervisor, but it was still weird.
Yeah.
But I got a lot of good help desk experience there. And so
kind of maybe helped pave the way a little bit
of like the people part of that, but not necessarily the pace of things here.
Okay. So obviously we're here today to kind of talk about college, you know, whether or not you kind of believe that it prepares you for the working world. So, you know, you said that you attended college, you did obtain a degree. Ultimately, I think you kind of already alluded to this, you wanted the college experience.
Right.
Do you feel as though you got that college experience?
Definitely. And in my case, I was only in college for 2.5 years. But
is that because you just cheated or
a high school college credit type of thing where I came in with a bunch of credits? And
yep.
But I still wanted, even though I knew it was going to be shorter, to see what it was all about and get those experiences that people talk about all the time about college. It was so fun.
Yeah.
And I would say it was super fun, but I think it taught me more of like the skills that are not necessarily IT, but they're like adult skills.
Like almost like the soft skills, so
right,
to speak.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Okay.
Time management was a super big thing because a lot of people that go to college, it's their first time on their own. And they have to learn to budget their own time. And when you get to college, you realize you have a lot of time. There is a lot of time in the day because you only go to class a couple times a day. And it doesn't take up your whole day like a job would.
And your parents probably aren't telling you what to do every minute of every day.
So that's an adjustment in college, but it's definitely something that you learn, and I learned pretty quickly how to manage my time. And and I think that has carried over into my professional life.
Are there any specific tactical examples that you could share for anybody that may be struggling with, you know, time management, for instance? What did you specifically do, or how do you now manage your time versus when you went into college?
Well, in high school, I was super competitive, and so I got everything in exactly when it was needed. And
it sounds like, you know, you were, considering you graduated with nearly 2 years of college under your belt. So
But then I got to college, and I was like, oh, I can ease up a little bit. It's I don't have my classmates to compete against, really. I'm really just there to get a degree, and I lost it a little bit at the beginning. But no, like, as far as a tactical example, you find yourself not doing anything a lot. And so for me, in the time I wasn't doing anything, I just prioritized school. And if you sit down and focus on it, then time management's not going to be an issue. And you'll learn different ways to do it if you actually do it.
You just have to apply yourself.
Right.
You have to start.
Yes.
When it comes to the technical aspect, we talked about soft skills a little bit and how, you know, you've learned time management, but ultimately most people go to college to learn a very specific field or a very specific industry. Did you learn anything from your time there in IT?
Yeah, definitely. They did teach us a lot, but I felt as though they started way at the beginning, and they kind of just, as you went along, you gained a little bit more, a little bit more each time. And they never like fully put you in an environment that you're going to end up in when you graduate with this degree in IT.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not really like a hit on college, but like I learned a lot of theory about computer science. And like I did do some coding, some practical things like that. It didn't put me in a situation where I was able to imagine what my first day would be like in the real world.
So let's maybe talk a little more, you know, pragmatically. Obviously, there's, I think, a little bit of a debate, even, you know, here at Korska within the broader technological world. Do you really need college for a technology degree? And, you know, you don't necessarily need to answer that question directly, but, you know, given your experience, did you only focus on theory? Did you learn some real world type skills that you've now taken into the job market?
I would say no. Real world skills, I don't know what that, you know, necessarily means, but I guess here I found the word troubleshooting is a good example.
Okay.
In college, they don't teach you how to troubleshoot when something's broken. What do I do next?
Interesting. Okay.
And so they didn't really put us in those environments in the classroom. You know, that's what we have internships for. So like you get to kind of simulate a regular work day, even though you are an intern. But as far as like technical knowledge, it was just basically theory and nothing, you know, about how to handle yourself when things go sideways. And that's what happens all the time in this job.
So they're kind of teaching you the foundational elements of how the technology works, how different systems interact with each other.
Yep. A lot of textbook stuff.
And you're setting that up more from scratch probably than anything. Or you're walking into an existing environment that's working.
Yep.
You don't necessarily know what to do when it breaks.
Right.
Or they don't go through, you know.
Right. Everything in college that we learned, things were working.
I can't get to the internet. What do I do? Well, you know, there's the age old, have you turned it off and back on again?
Right. Yeah.
More advanced, you could open up command prompt and, you know, try and ping the internet or something. But
yeah, that wasn't even something that we would cover in class.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I knew that those were commands and stuff like that. Yeah. And we did learn some troubleshooting skills, I guess, in our networking courses.
Okay.
When we took the network design one, network design two type of deal, they gave us an environment that was working virtually. And part of being able to set up one of those environments, he took a whole day to explain, okay, when things break, here's what you can do. So I guess it wasn't a lack of like troubleshooting skills, but it's like
there weren't like actual tactical or like assignments that you could go and
and
like actually put into practice what they had just talked through.
Right. And so everything, like I said, it was working.
Yeah.
And it was hard to like imagine what would happen if it broke.
Interesting.
So
yeah, when I went to college online for a little bit, I never got a degree or anything like that, but I remember going through a networking course, and it was a Cisco packet tracer.
Yep.
And you had to build out your different networking configs and things like that, and troubleshoot, you know, why is it not working? I'm genuinely actually surprised by that. So that's a little shocking.
Let me put it this way. I gave the example about the networking course. Yeah. As far as like other courses, that wasn't really like a focus. And so like when things break in a programming course, it's just like, I don't know, that's common sense.
Yeah.
And it's not like networking. You need the knowledge. You need to know what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it was different from course to course, but the only course that I can think of that we were actually taught how to troubleshoot
mm-hmm.
was the networking courses.
Interesting.
And I think that's also due to the fact that the networking principles have been the same since the birth of the internet, and they're not going to change.
Well, and that's a great point too, because I remember when I was in college, I was learning all about Server 2012 R2. Like, that was the brand new operating system that was coming out. But by the time I, you know, would have graduated, mm-hmm. you know, 2016 was already out and we were already moving on.
Right.
And it changed the GUI, it changed where settings were found. So, you know, how much of what you were learning do you actually deal with on a day-to-day basis?
Right, and I guess since I graduated so recently, a lot of it. But I guess that's probably why those other courses don't have troubleshooting baked in as sort of like,
mm-hmm.
this is what will happen. It's not really even a thought, because they're not going to dive into that because of the changing technology, how fast it changes.
Do you think that maybe contributes to why you may not think that, you know, college is truly necessary for certain IT careers? Or just because at the rate the technology changes,
yes, yeah.
I mean,
I think that a lot of, and this is not necessarily like demeaning, a lot of the things that you learn in college can be considered outdated.
Mm-hmm.
And some colleges do a really good job of keeping up with like the new trends like AI and stuff, and giving kids courses like that. For me, my situation, my school didn't have that opportunity. I ended up taking a ton of math courses, which I thought, you know, I was able to spin that into a way like, hey, you know, although I'm not going to be doing math on the job, this is programming my brain, for the lack of a better word, to think differently and problem solve. And so I guess the lack of troubleshooting in the IT courses, I made up for it with the knowledge I gained in those math courses. However, you totally don't need to do any of that. And if you're a person who doesn't like math or isn't a fan of math, you can totally just not do the college thing and do the certification route, try to get internships where you're actually put on the job in front of people doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say my direct answer is no, it's not necessary. If you're asking if we need it, no.
Yeah.
There's different benefits to either choice, I would say.
Well, and maybe that plays into, you and I were kind of just chatting off camera prior to, you know, recording this, but different industries like legal, healthcare, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to go become a lawyer, you've got to go through a set, you know, regimen of like, you have to take these courses at this time.
Yep.
And law is, I mean, it changes. Sure, laws change from time to time, but I think the foundational elements are the exact same. So there's merit, there's value to going through that and learning the depths of everything. But, you know, same thing with healthcare. You want your doctor having gone through as much schooling as humanly possible to learn everything they can.
Yep.
With IT changing, you know, all the time, I mean, all the time, it makes it really difficult to always stay on top of everything.
Right.
And so I would imagine that probably does contribute to the perception that college is not needed for, you know, the field of IT.
Right. I definitely think you're correct. Like you said, with your nurse, you don't want your nurse to be extremely inexperienced and have not gone to college.
Yeah. Well, and your dad actually started out as a nurse,
Yes, he did, actually. His degree is not in computer science.
Yeah.
So.
And so he started out as a nurse, and now he's actually the CIO, you know, where he works. And so
he was a prime example of, you know, you're able to jump right in to IT at any time because it's like, it's always changing. So if you just know what's current, you know, you're always kind of out of date with IT because things are changing so fast. So,
I guess really the next question then, or it kind of leads into the next segment, you know, how do we really bridge the gap? You know, if we're saying college is maybe not the most necessary for a career in IT, as evidenced by your father, I've never, you know, gotten a college degree. There's plenty of people that have worked here that don't have one. You know, if you have the aptitude, the desire, and, you know, a little bit of cash to go and buy some equipment, you can kind of learn it. What could colleges be doing differently, in your opinion, to maybe better train people or better equip those going into college for an IT career to come out, you know, ready to troubleshoot, ready to deal with time management, those sorts of things?
Yeah, and I think some of the ideas that I may have probably are in the works in some places.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go find schools out there now that are offering those AI courses or, you know, advanced networking courses. I mean, even after I left the school that I went to, now they're implementing a thing where the students get to go in to an actual networking environment with unmanaged equipment. And they get to configure everything and see actually how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So I think schools doing more of that would definitely help make college more desirable for people to.
Have you ever considered, you know, IT becoming more similar to a trade? And that, you know, to become a journeyman electrician, for instance, you go and you have to work 4,000 hours on the job and take some classes to obtain some of the theory. But you're, you know, working full time, doing college kind of on the side just to learn some of the theory aspects. And then you get your journeyman's license and you're, you know, licensed to perform whatever tasks.
Yeah, I fully support that.
Yeah.
You know, IT becoming a trade, because I think that it behaves more like the trades.
Yeah.
And that you could benefit more from being in an actual environment, getting to actually touch things and being hands on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is really important in this job, because if you want to be prepared for a career in IT, you're going to have to do those things. And to have just learned, you know, theory and just a little bit of the, you know, the hands-on experience,
yeah,
you're kind of going in blind.
Yeah.
And then not blind in a technical aspect, like you still have that knowledge, but
mm-hmm,
you don't know what it's going to be like. And so I think a trade school, you know, including an IT section, would be the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, I would probably agree. I actually went through trades for electrical for a while, probably a year or so. And I remember working on the job, you know, pulling a lot of low voltage data cabling, installing fire alarm security systems, stuff like that. Well, a few nights a week going to class and learning about, you know, DC theory, AC theory, better understanding the electrical components. So, you know, I think IT could really slot itself in there really well. And I mean, we need more people in IT.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially more skilled people, because as AI, you know, starts to ramp up, a lot of the low-hanging fruit, so to speak, or those easy introductory type actions,
right,
are disappearing. You know, password resets, we can automate those.
Oh, yeah.
You know, new user onboardings and offboardings, we can automate that.
Yep.
We need really strong, trained individuals to, you know, migrate us to the cloud or leverage SD-WAN and SASE and all these other applications.
Right. And I definitely think that we should, you know, encourage other employers to have more internships to,
yeah,
let students or aspiring IT people to,
yeah,
get that hands-on experience that, you know, while there's not a trade school,
yeah,
that they can go to. And I'm sure there are schools, you know, just regular colleges that have tons of different degrees that do those things. And if you could find the right one, then that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But having it become more of a trade makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the college that you attended, I think they have quite a few great programs for all sorts of different individuals within IT, because IT,
right,
is such a broad field. We're using one word to describe programming, to describe networking, server administrators, PC.
Right.
I mean, it's a broad
it's a
field.
Broad term. And I definitely went the most broad route with computer science being,
yeah,
the major. I kind of got,
yep,
a little bit of everything. So I'm sure that if I had chosen that I liked cybersecurity the most,
yeah,
and I'd wanted to major in cybersecurity, I'm sure that I would have different things to say about the
mm-hmm,
technical knowledge that I gained, because it's more of a focused degree.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was more broad.
Yeah, and you could have been on red teams, for instance, doing, you know,
right,
hackathons or something,
right,
like that. So
yeah, and the school I went to even had a cybersecurity team.
Yeah.
And they did pretty well too. So
yeah,
it's like I probably would have something different to say if I had done that. But it allows us to have conversations like this where we can theorize whether or not IT could be a trade.
Well, ultimately, you know, it sounds like there's certainly potential for improvement, room for, you know, growth. I don't think you're saying college is completely unnecessary for everyone in IT. There's value to be had, you know, lessons to be learned. But what sort of advice would you leave to our audience, maybe those in your shoes from high school that are getting ready to maybe go into IT, whether through college or through, you know, an internship of some kind, to better prepare them or help them better use their time in these coming months and years?
My advice would be that if you really want to learn, if you're really interested in it, then I would think of college as just something you're doing, and on the side, just really focus on it. Use that, your free time,
mm-hmm,
to further your knowledge, because that's, you know, if you really want to go to college, but you also really want to go to IT, it's like, okay, there are benefits to going to college, but if you really want it, and we really want those like skilled workers who've seen it and done it,
mm-hmm,
then I would probably apply myself as much as I possibly could outside of school and outside of taking courses.
Because school's only going to take you so far.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for being here today, Isaac. Really appreciate your insights, and hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Unraveling IT, Expert Tech Talks. Our goal here is to bridge the gap between technology theory and business reality, helping both IT professionals and business leaders navigate an industry that's evolving faster than ever. Today's conversation is a reminder that education is important, but it's only part of the real story. Experience, adaptability, and a willingness to learn are just as critical to long-term success. Technology is only as powerful as the strategy guiding it. Keep looking beyond the tools, keep aligning to the mission, and keep turning vision into measurable outcomes.